I've been playing a lot of music recently, so there might be a few music and, well, specifically guitar-related metaphors that pop up in some of these coming episodes. I don't know why music is like this for me, but it's long been a thing for me where throughout a good chunk of my, I mean, at this point, the majority of my life, I will play guitar and music very consistently for maybe a couple of years, and then I'll take like a year or two off, and I'll play again for a couple of years, like a year or two off. I don't know why that, like playing guitar specifically seems to fall into this kind of pattern for me, but it does. So anyway, I've been back. It's been great to play some music again. So I've been really, really happy doing that, but that's not really what this is about. What it got me thinking about was really, and this is really more of a productivity tip. And I'm going to give a couple examples of what I'm talking about. One of which just happens to be, again, the guitar and the music that I'm playing. I tend to play guitar in three contexts, mostly. My favorite of which is to play with other people. Like, I love, like, and when I get together to play with other people, it's typically like jam bandy kind of stuff or like jazzy kind of stuff or whatever. That's just the kind of music that I like playing with people. But outside of that setting, at home, like when I'm just playing on my own, there's usually kind of two contexts. One is when I sit down to intentionally play, and I'll sit with my amp, and I'll be working on something very specific, and I kind of have the whole setup. I'm sitting in a chair, and like I'm there to play guitar. The other context, and the one I'm going to talk about most here, is there's another context in which I play where I'll sit on the couch, usually not plugged in at all, even though I'm playing like electric guitar. And I'll just be, you know, running through fingerings or kind of absentmindedly playing or whatever. And usually when I'm doing that, I do sit down initially and I have something specific that I'm either practicing or... Because sometimes, you know, what you're practicing is just getting the fingering down and getting faster at something. You're not really trying to hear the sounds so much as you're just trying to mechanically get the fingering down. And that's been a good way to do that. And I'll sit down and maybe I'll start by doing that. And then in years past, or really over and over again throughout my playing history, not necessarily during the course of a single session of doing that, but over the course of time, like I said, I will often play guitar very solidly for like 2-3 years. And as I get into that 2-3 years, that couch time, that couch practice time, often just becomes what we would call noodling, which is that I'm not necessarily sitting down to practice anything in particular. I just kind of sit down, pick up the guitar, and run through like nonsense in my fingers, right? Like I'm not trying to necessarily make much of anything musical. I'm not working on a tune. I'm literally just playing the guitar in the most base way possible of just, I don't know, maybe I'm running through scales, maybe I'm running through half scale. It doesn't matter. Like it's just noodling around on nothing. And, you know, if you look into this, like most guitar players will tell you that this isn't a particularly good thing because it makes you feel like you're practicing, right? It makes you feel like you're doing something with your instrument. When in reality, what you're probably doing is, it's almost like doom scrolling, right? It's like you're kind of shutting your brain off. You're pretending you're doing something useful. But if anything, you're probably just building bad habits, right? Because you're not, let's say you're playing electric guitar, right? You're not plugged into anything. So you can't really tell how the guitar is responding all that well. You can hear it, but there's any guitarist will tell you there's a big difference between playing unplugged and the nuances you hear there versus, you know, plugging into something and actually hearing what it really sounds like when you've amplified the sound. But also you're probably just running through stuff, not paying much attention, making mistakes probably all over the place and not really caring about it. This is often done like I'm, you know, again, I'm sitting and playing on the couch. The reason I'm often doing this is because I'm sitting there like watching a TV show or something, or at least passively watching a TV show, and I decide I'm going to noodle on a guitar. It's usually just reinforcing bad habits, unless you're very careful to be concentrating on it. So you kind of get, I would kind of often get into this pattern. You know, at first it starts with all good intentions, like, you know, just sitting down on the couch, a little bit extra practicing, working through some things or whatever. And then as day after day after day rolls around, eventually it just becomes habit. It's like you just pick up your guitar and you noodle around on it, and then you feel like you're practicing, but did you really practice that day or not? Or did you just sit around and noodle on the couch? It's this sort of feeling that you're doing something, but you're not really doing anything. A long time ago, I noticed this was something else in my life too, which was when I was a bit younger and working on a lot of like website projects and stuff, you know, long before the days of AI coding and stuff where you would be sitting down and coding your own stuff. And this would be similar, where a lot of times I'd be very productive. Let's say I was doing like a client work, or I was working, actually the better example is, let's say I was working on a side project, right? Or a project of my own, like something that I am creatively interested in creating. That's a weird sentence. Anyway, it would start out with all good intentions, right? I would sit on the couch, and just because it was more comfortable than sitting in a chair, I'd have my laptop, and I'd work on my project. And then day after day after day, maybe some days you're a little tired, or I'm a little tired, or I don't necessarily know what I'm doing, or I don't have a next step. And it became a habit to just pick up a laptop and just open the screen and start like almost pretending that I'm doing something useful. And sometimes that would mean that I'm just wasting time looking at websites or whatever. And sometimes it would mean that I'm opening my code editor and then just kind of mindlessly looking at files and like changing random formatting options. Like there, I can't tell you how many times I've sat and looked at a Python file and been like, there really should be a blank line here. And I'd add the blank line. And like a day later, I'd come back and be like, I don't like that blank line. I delete the blank line. It's like playing with fonts and margins in like Word or something. Just totally pointless activity, right? It would make me feel like I was doing something, but I wasn't. Both of these cases are very parallel cases to me, where it's like, or very synonymous cases, I should say, where in both of these cases, well, A, they both start off with good intentions, right? In the beginning of these kind of things, there is something productive being done. But day after day, it kind of fades and just becomes this like thing where you kind of feel like you're getting something done, but you're not actually. The other thing that's common between them is that I think both of these items burn a person out on the thing, right? So if every day, every time, because it becomes an association where when you sit down on the couch, you start to feel like you should be doing one of those things. For me, at least, right? I would sit down at the couch. I would feel like, oh, I should pick up my laptop and do something. So what do? I pick up my laptop and then I don't do anything of value. It's almost like, and that is a path to burning out on whatever it is you're doing. And I would say in both of these cases, that happens to me sometimes where like, because you get in this mindset of like, ooh, I'm sitting on the couch, I should really be doing something. But the other commonality, and this is the thing that I kind of wanted to say, because maybe you have your own examples of this sort of thing, where you have things in your life where you kind of sit down and almost go through the motions, and maybe it makes you feel like you're doing something in the moment, but when you look back at it later, you're like, I'm not really accomplishing anything. In fact, I'm probably just creating bad habits. So I've started in both of these cases, because I am once again in a point in my life where I'm actually doing both of these things, right? I have a number of sort of side project, client work, web project things that I'm doing, for some for myself and some for other people. And I'm playing a lot of music again. Now, I don't want to completely cut out sitting down on the couch and doing these things, because it's comfortable, right? Like I like sitting on the couch and getting some work done. It's more comfortable than sitting in a chair, and it's a little less formal, and you know, it's nice to sit down, and even if I'm not paying much attention to like a show on TV or whatever, it's kind of nice to be in the same space as either my kids or my wife or whatever. And again, when I'm concentrating on these things, even if there are other things going on around me, it does tend to be productive time for me. What it's more about is that day by day by day, the productivity erodes away and just sort of go through the motion sorts of activities take over. So I've begun to ask myself this question. Whenever I reach for, and in the last year or so, this has mostly been related to, I've been very conscious about doing this when I go to reach for a laptop while sitting on the couch. I ask myself before, if I find myself reaching for that laptop, I ask myself, do I have something specific that I'm going to do right now? It's like a mental check. And I've started to do this with the guitar as well. If I go to sit down on the couch and I go to grab my guitar, I ask myself, is there something specific that I want to practice right now? And in both of those cases, if I can't think of anything, right? If the answer is no, if the answer is I don't actually have any specific work I'm trying to do for a client, or I don't have a specific riff or lick or scale or whatever that I'm trying to get under my fingers better with the guitar, then I just don't pick up the thing. And it's become a nice mental check because it has begun to separate out time where I just want to sit and relax and do nothing versus the time that it would actually be productive to pick up one of these things and work with it. And occasionally, it has been an instance where I ask myself that question, and maybe I didn't have the answer to it immediately, but then after like 5 seconds of thinking, I'm like, oh, you know what? I could do this right now. Like, I've got the energy to do this. Let's do this. And so on all fronts, I think that asking yourself this question, if you have things like this, where you find that you sort of habitually start doing things and going through the motions and then find that you burn out over time because it's like doing a lot of running in place, right? Sure, you're running, but you're not getting anywhere. And that's how both of these things sometimes are for me. And then that really inevitably leads to potential burnout. And then you end up dropping the thing you like, right? Like, I love playing music, but I think that over the years, some of what has, played into me not consistently doing it day in and day out all the time is because sometimes I've gotten into this habit of just like the practice is just becomes boring because it's just going through the motions. I'm not really learning anything. I'm pretending I'm doing stuff, but I'm not really. And it just burns up time and brain cycles. And similarly with doing client work, like I love doing client work and kind of having some side projects and stuff that I'm working with code and all that kind of stuff. But if every time you sit down on the couch, you feel like you have to grab your laptop as opposed to wanting to grab your laptop because you know there's something specific to do, those are two very different mindsets. So if you have things that are like this, if any of this sounds familiar, try it. Try building in that mental check. Because there's a clear, like from a behavioral psychology standpoint, there is a clear checkpoint in there because I'm reaching for the object, right? So if I can build in, I reach for my laptop on the couch, right? It's a very specific trigger. Or I reach for my laptop or I reach for my guitar on the couch. It's a great checkpoint to just ask, do I have something specific to do with this? And if I do, that's a great starting point to actually get that thing done. And if I don't, that's a great reason to not pick it up right then and just relax instead.